Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 94. Psalm number 94. And we begin this evening at verse 14. In Psalm 94, verses 14 to 19. Psalm 94. Now let us read some verses in the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians and in chapter 15. We shall read from verse number 22 in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted who did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And we will leave the reading at that point. Well, let us now join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always good for us to pray according to the directive and according to the very wording of our Lord Jesus Christ, to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. It is good for us always to remember the hope that is set before us in the gospel, that the future is a bright future for those who trust in Christ, and that there is really in this world no cause for us to be overmuch cast down or concerned with the sufferings of this present time. We recognize, Heavenly Father, that these sufferings are real, the problems are vast, insoluble to the human mind. And however much we try, we find that we never attain to perfection, to some kind of utopia, to peace on earth and goodwill amongst men. We never fully attain to Christian maturity or sanctification. We never fully attain to full assurance of faith. Always there is the evil one close at hand who comes casting his doubts, the fiery darts of the evil one. And always we need to put on the armour of God, because the battle is the same, the issues are the same, the conflict, the evil powers are always around us. And just as the Lord never slumbers nor sleeps watching over Israel, so the evil one never slumbers nor sleeps watching over his kingdom and seeking to destroy God's kingdom and God's people. And so this evening, once again, we are glad to have the scriptures open before us, and we pray that we would learn again from the light that is revealed to us in these holy writings. We give thanks that the scripture is a completed message, that it is an encapsulated truth, that it contains within itself its own interpretations, its own promises, its own worldview, which will not allow any other worldview to intrude or defeat it or to darken or confuse the issue. And always when we open the scriptures, we find that there is light given to us for every time of need. And so help us as we gather here again this evening to remember the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great and precious promises, the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ. This is the hope of the gospel. This is the ultimate benediction upon the lives of God's people when Christ comes to glorify his saints, to renew the fallen creation and make a new heaven and a new earth, to restore all things, the regeneration of the fallen creation, and all the other associated activities and blessings that come when he comes. So give us an ear to hear, O God, and a heart to be committed to the great reality, the eternal joy that is opened up before us because of Christ, because there is such a thing as the gospel, and because the promises of God are ever sure. And those who trust in him shall never be put to shame. So we commit ourselves again to learning more and more of these things, O God, and confessing our sins as always, confessing our need of the Saviour as always, confessing our weakness as well as our wickedness, and confessing that we need more and more daily grace for every time of need. And all for God's glory we pray, and all and only in Jesus' name we pray, and for his dear sake. Amen. We're going to read some verses in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, and we shall read from the beginning in Matthew chapter 13. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where there had not much earth. Forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even what he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. And he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it, immediately receives it. Yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while. But when tribulation or persecutions arise because of the word, he by and by is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And we'll leave that reading at that point. Again, the notice is, we remind you of the coming Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 the afternoon. And again, the recorded messages. And we welcome those of you to listen in. And if you're listening in for the first time, we welcome you and pray God's blessing upon the word to all our hearts together in these days. Well, we're going to continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 95, and we're going to sing verses 1 to 6 in Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us, everyone, a joyful noise make to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95, verses 1 to 6.